Okay, here we go. And I'm going to conference Jamie in. Jamie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. All right, let's get started. So what we're doing is we're reaching out to professionals like yourself in order to better understand your online information search needs, and your responses will help give us an idea to to help inform the creation of a new searchable online database for research-related resources. And what we're going to do is we're going to provide you easy access to hundreds of technical insights and white papers, fact sheets, research summaries, and so your feedback is going to be really instrumental in helping us decide how this all takes form, how we present the content, the functionality, and so your input is really important. And if you have any questions or like examples as I'm going through, just stop me and let me know. And our discussion should take no more than 15 or 20 minutes, and I have a stopwatch right next to me to make sure we end on time. Do you have any questions about the upfront part?
So go ahead and ask
your way. Okay, great. So my first question is focused on your online search experiences in general. So what are some of the best online search experiences that you've had for either personal or professional reasons?
You mean what are the online search experiences that I've had?
Yep, it could be something like Google or Amazon or eBay or...
I've just used Google and Google Scholar for most of my online searches.
So primarily Google? Is there any professional research that, or professional resource, excuse me, that you really like how it works for searching?
Well, I think because I'm in a university, if I'm looking for a journal article online, what I've done is gone through our library site, and I think our library subscribes to many journal sites like Science Direct and others. So if we are on their subscription list, it becomes easier for me to dial in through the university website, and I can get journal articles that way.
Okay, excellent.
Other than that, maybe Google is always a good thing, or Google Scholar is what I've used.
Okay.
I haven't used the other Bing or Yahoo much because I think they all do the same thing.
On the flip side of that, is there any site or professional resource that just really frustrates you? It just never seems to work how you want it to do?
You mean the research? Whether the search frustrates me or what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think I wouldn't say it frustrates me, but I guess it's patience to get to the right thing because you might have to click into several sites to get what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when people put up things online, I don't know how that works, but I believe that they buy the rights to be the first to the first site that pop up. You see, so.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe some of the sources of information may not be very accurate, or it may take a little bit more digging to get to the information that you want.
Okay.
So that's the frustration. The frustration is more time.
Okay. So if you had a resource that could help you save time while you search for things, you would like that. That would help you out.
Well, I think that would be preferable.
Okay. All right, so now let's focus on your experience searching for dairy industry information. And so when you're searching for dairy industry information, I know you said articles and journals. Is there any other type of information that you're looking for? Is it, maybe it's a brochure or an abstract or, a summary of some sort? Or are you really looking for the full expanded research article?
I look more for full expanded research articles.
Okay.
Many times I get frustrated is trying to look for an ingredient that will do something for me, or a process. And that involves searching and getting a full research article or a full publication.
Right. That's interesting. Let's expand on that, searching for an ingredient or a process. When you're trying to find that, what kind of keywords do you use to try to get you to the right place?
Well, I try and use, say for instance, let's say I'm trying to look at whipping cream. I mean, how to make whipping cream and what mm-hmm. ingredients. So I'll go and say whipping cream ingredients or something like that, and then it will take me to different sites, and I will see sometimes you don't even a lot of these sites, for instance, it takes you to a thing like Alibaba. I mean, I think that's a marketing thing in China or in or in India. Well, that doesn't do me any good.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do a lot of digging to see to get articles or to get information, and then by reading that you get more information by doing some more searching.
Okay.
So I type in, to answer your question, well, I mean, I type in the ingredient or the item I'm looking for, or pose it in the form of a question. I mean, I know I've gone to ask.com, but sometimes that doesn't help me well, so I just pose my question in Google.
Mm-hmm. So, will you ever ask a question about functionality? So, what ingredient would help me do this?
That's right.
Okay.
Or I'll say stability of whipping cream. You see, so I may not ask it in that way, or maybe how do I make whipping cream? You see, then it takes to a site, a self ingredient.
Okay, great. When you're looking for scientific resources, are you looking for? Do you ever kind of designate between more emerging scientific resources? Are you ever looking for, you know, the newest, latest information? Or is it really just, I have this question and I want to go find an answer for this specific question? It's not necessarily what's the newest, latest, greatest information on this.
Well, I think I do both. But what I've seen is that sometimes you get more from the older published information than the newer ones.
Okay.
As an author myself, sometimes we don't explain things as detailed as maybe some of the older reference articles do.
Okay. Do you ever, looking for those older articles, do you ever look for pieces that display thought leadership or some other industry expert weighing in on the findings?
No, I think I don't read those very often because sometimes I would, if I'm looking for a specific thing related to a topic, I would probably look at a review article from from one of the experts,
mm-hmm.
see what they say in a review article. Now, for the popular press, I mean, if I can take one like Dairy Foods,
right?
I would just read the basic stuff to see what's going on, but I don't. Then, if it's cited references, I will go to those references and delve more into what I'm looking for.
Okay, great. So let's go to your, like, the information usage and format. So thinking about your use of dairy information, let's talk about the types of content and formats that would be most useful for you. So I have a big list of different ways that we can present information. So I'm going to go through and read this list, and you tell me if each one of these things is something that you'd find useful, something that could be kind of useful, or something that you wouldn't use at all.
Okay.
Okay, so research summaries.
So research summaries will be useful.
Okay. Abstracts?
Abstracts, if they are expanded abstracts, could be useful.
Okay. Technical bulletins?
Technical bulletins are also useful.
Okay. Presentations?
When you say presentation, what do you mean, like the whole PowerPoint presentation?
Yep, a whole PowerPoint presentation.
Well, that could be very useful if they've done a good job.
Peer-reviewed scientific papers?
Yeah, that's very useful.
Mm-hmm. White papers?
Again, it depends on, I mean, white papers present an opinion or a response to something.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't necessarily mean it's factual. It's somebody's white paper that's a response. And so I read those, but I don't derive a lot of scientific information from those.
Okay. What about like an innovation center for U.S. dairy white paper?
Well, then that's good because I think you're putting out a white paper to talk about trends or your position in if you take salt as an issue, for instance,
mm-hmm.
a white paper on sodium reduction. I mean, that could be useful.
Okay, great. How about communication materials, such as key messages or brochures or fact sheets?
I think fact sheets are also good, especially if there's a lot of data there.
Mm-hmm.
I would take fact sheets over the others.
Okay. How about trade publication articles?
Trade publication articles are also good. I use dairy foods as an example where
mm-hmm.
you read about trends and stuff like that. Sometimes they summarize some of those things that you can get from the government documents, and so that can be useful sometimes.
Okay.
Not all the time, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about newsletters?
Newsletters that are factual can be useful.
So it sounds like everything I listed could be useful to you. Is there anything that I forgot to mention that you would like to see?
Oh, I think you touched the whole thing.
Cover the whole gamut? How about if I told you we could only put one of those or use one of those? Which one would be the most useful?
Okay, now you're talking to an academic. I would like to see the fact sheets and the review articles.
Okay.
Sorry, what I would pick, I mean.
Great. Okay. So, how would you use those fact sheets and reviewed articles?
Well, the reviewed articles would let me know what others have done,
mm-hmm.
The approaches they've used, and the results that they've attained. So if I'm doing something similar, I know where to start.
Okay. So you're really looking for kind of background for a project that you may have coming up.
That is correct.
Okay.
Or I could be I could be better educated on something so that when I get a call from industry, I know where to lead them.
Okay.
And that's where the review article helps.
So really answering questions and providing background knowledge is how you would use this resource.
That's right.
Okay, great. All right, let's talk a little bit about social media. Do you use social media for professional purposes?
No, I do not use any social media.
It's so funny. Everyone I ask this question to is very adamant. No, I do not. Okay, we can skip over that part.
Yeah, you can skip over that because social media can be dangerous.
How about, let's talk about some Dairy Management Inc. owned web properties. Have you ever visited the following sites? USDairy.com?
I have.
Okay. InnovateWithDairy.com?
I have.
And NationalDairyCouncil.org?
National Dairy Council Nutrition, yeah, I think I have, yeah.
Okay. How often would you say that you visited USDairy.com? Is it something you go to every day, every week?
No. I'll say, again, it's a research article, and I want to see what trends are, to see what's new out there. I mean, I go to those sites.
Mm-hmm. So more sporadically, would you say that it would be less than once a month?
I'll say it's less than once a month, yeah.
Okay.
So these days you can get a lot of the information from IDFA sends bulletin out every day it's called IDFA Smart Brief.
I mm-hmm.
mean, you'll get a lot of information from that.
Okay.
The one I'm talking about is, I think, idea for your smart brief. I think an email newsletter that IDFA puts out every day or something.
Okay, so that's really your go-to for hot dairy information.
Well, I mean for what's making industry news.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can read the headlines and then delve in from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So Innovate with Dairy, is that also a sporadic, less than once a month visit for you?
That is correct. Again, unless I'm looking for specific information. I mean, I know they're there, but since it's not like an email thing that hits my desk or my computer screen every day for me to just click on and just scroll through,
mm-hmm.
I don't go there unless I'm looking for specific information.
Okay. And US or nationaldairycouncil.org.
The same thing.
Okay. And is there anything that jumps out to you on any one of those three sites that is particularly useful?
I think Innovate with Dairy has a lot of review articles there, and a lot of, essential review articles that are factual, I go to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything in general, if you had to classify those sites, would you say that they're more useful, somewhat useful, less useful, or not useful?
I think they're all useful.
Okay. Is there anything that you'd like to see to make them more useful?
To make them more useful?
Yeah. Are they missing anything that could...
Well, for the things I'm looking for, they've done a pretty good job.
Okay. Great. That's what we like to hear. And now my last question is an easy one. Do you have any additional thoughts or comments that you'd like to share with us?
No, you guys have touched all the areas that I think are important to you, so it's good.
Great. Well, if anything jumps in your mind, my email address is in the meeting invite for this call, so just feel free to shoot me an email and I'll make sure it's included when we go through all the surveys and get our insights from those. And thank you so much for taking the time to share your feedback. It's so valuable to us, and we're really looking forward to making this a tool that really is shaped by the industry to best help the industry. So thank you again.
You're very welcome.
All right. Have a good Friday.
You do that. The same.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. I know, I wrote that down too. I was like, interesting. Yeah, no, I think it was the IDFA smart brief is what he said. So I know that's an email that I get, but I usually just put all those emails in one big folder and go through them when I have time, but I'm gonna have to pay closer attention to that one because he seemed to think that was a really valuable resource. But I know, and it's confirming what we're doing, which is really nice. You know, we're on the right track. So, good. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see what our common voice communicators are going to say, because these people are so no marketing, no sales. At least this guy like fact shoots a little bit, but he, the other ones are very, I just want the science. So it will be interesting to hear what the marketing people have to say. Oh yeah, absolutely. think that we might have to have a filter where it's, like, turning off, like, the top thing is communications tools and research resources, and you click both or one or the other, because it's two kind of different things. Have you had any more luck in hearing back from our information stakeholders? Oh, good! Good, good, good. Sounds good. That's good. Yeah, I know that, the key points I thought we decided were for the, and help me to understand, because I'm not looking at the matrix right now, but Matt Pikowski's team, was that most of the stuff that was on Team Dairy? Okay. What we did when I sent over the conference report, and in that conference report I know we kind of had a lot of questions and discussions, and so John and I, what we came back and sat down and thought was, okay, so for the research that is related to a project, that's one of those 10 priority areas, those should be our top priority. And then we can kind of move down the line a little bit. And so I think that it's okay that we don't have that. We'll just keep moving forward. And what we're thinking would make a lot of sense is, you know, that soybean example that Doug shared, is if we took the Dairy Research Institute tab, and when we get that accordion left nav going, add in areas, so one would be like the product research, and then the next would be nutrition research. Kind of like how the health and wellness area has reason to believe in cheese, or reason to believe in milk right now. And then underneath that would be like the listing out of the priority project areas, so like milk, fat, and I'm blanking on the other ones. So those would be pages. I think it would be both. So it could come up as a search result where you could filter out everything, or you could navigate to it. And I think that would be helpful to provide more weight to all of the research that's going on right now, but also to provide a way for us to search that without it having kind of biting off a little bit, and then biting off a little bit more, and then a little bit more. And in the conference report, I put an example of what the left nav could look like, and kind of next steps of moving forward if that's how we decide to go. Yeah, so if you could take a look at that, and then I will make sure John knows that the other inventory stuff is coming his way, and I think we are in good shape. Good news. Well, if there's anything else, just let me know. Thanks, Jamie. Have a good weekend. Thanks. Bye.